back to Steinle and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, crossover time. And let's welcome in Dan Dibley, Mark Grandy. I'm Matt Steinmetz, and I'm along with Evan Giddings and the Giants.
Hell of a 24 hours, huh?
Have won two in a row.
Playoffs!
Justin Verlander gets his first win of the year. Devers hits two homers. And they're back.
You guys get your shovels out?
Well,
you got to dig them up, but I thought we buried them.
No, I didn't bury them. No, there's no burial. It's baseball. Like, you know, you're a baseball guy. You played baseball, I'm told.
Yeah.
Although, I tried to Google it, and I can't really find much on Evan Giddings at your various Walla Walla Wallas.
No, I was never in Walla Walla. But no, yeah, that's the game.
Willamette, right?
Yeah, but that's the game. Like, you know, they get embarrassed a couple nights ago, and I think Bob Melvin undressed his team, and he did it privately the way you're supposed to do it. I think Willie Adames' message was a reflection of that. And they respond with a couple of wins against also a not-so-great team.
Right.
Like, the Braves are not that good. So, to me, the six-game losing streak, you lose to the Dodgers, you lose to a really good Blue Jays team, and then you have a bad game. But, to me, coming in here, assuming the season is over, or that they should sell and look to, like, that's not the team that this has been for the first 4 months of the season. They've been a roller coaster ride, and they hit as Steiny. Well, who's your guy? Sven Nader. Yep. Yeah, they hit a Sven Nader, and now they're on their way back up. And I think they have an opportunity to come home and pick up some wins against beatable teams.
Well, how did Sven Nader make it into the show? Sven Nader.
Evan was talking about the Giants.
He gets distracted easily.
Evan was talking about the Giants, and he's like, he talked about them possibly. They've already hit their Nader.
Mm.
And when I hear Nader, I think of Sven Nader.
Right.
Even more than Ralph Nader, quite frankly.
Yeah. Fair.
Because I'm a basketball guy, of course. And then I went on to explain that Sven Nader didn't start at UCLA because he was Bill Walton's backup.
Right.
And yet he was still a first round draft pick.
What, 7'3"?
7'3". He's Dutch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was Dutch.
John Wooden, he can just recruit him, couldn't he?
Yes, he could.
Yeah.
He also...
the guy didn't even play.
And you... Well, they had Bill Walton.
That's what you said. I'm just stating what you said.
No, it just goes to show you how much depth they had. That their sixth man was drafted. Of course, you guys remember Ralph Drolinger.
Another
backup center for UCLA. Of course, he eschewed the pros.
Oh, wow.
And instead played for, remember this team? Athletes in Action.
That's right.
Remember that?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, hi, guys.
Well, I don't know what's happening.
Well, kids, what used to happen is...
sounds like the Navy SEAL show where Dwight Howard is jumping out of helicopters.
In college basketball, you used to have preseason games against not really college teams, and Athletes in Action was one of them. I didn't know that he was an AIA guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And it had a religious overtone. I think they traveled and spread the good word. Pretty sure.
Was he capable of playing in the NBA?
I didn't know.
Okay, but he was capable of spreading the good word.
Another guy who was 7'3", though. So.
Okay. Back to the Giants.
Yeah.
If you look at it in like 2 week increments, their season has been a roller coaster. But also, if you look at just the middle big chunk, like you take out the first handful of weeks when they were 8 games, 10 games over 500 or whatever it was, and what they've been of late, the middle of the season, which is the vast majority of their season, they've just been a 500 baseball team. Like they've just been 500.
Yep.
For the majority of the team. So like, I guess it depends how we split it up. But the large piece of evidence suggests that this is a 500 baseball team. For the most part, maybe a little bit better. Now, we'll see if they go on a run here. But the evidence to this point is a 500 baseball team. And you could easily say that they have issues that are cropping up now that they haven't dealt with at all to the season up to this point.
Yeah, but I think that they've proved that they're not a team you should sell. Like,
no, they're not going to sell.
No.
But I think that they are a team that you could make a case, should add. Like, they're not that far away from the playoffs. You know, and the teams in front of them, Like, this is it too. If you look at the teams that are in front of the wild card, like, all those teams have issues. The Padres have issues. The Reds have issues. You could make a case even the Mets. They're starting to get, their pitching starting to get healthy, but they have issues. All of these teams have gone through ups and downs, and I think the Giants are one of those squads. They're not the Dodgers. They're not the Phillies. They're not
the Brewers.
Certainly not the Brewers. Although they're going to run into their own problems because apparently they're shutting down their rookie sensations. But that, like, you don't have to be one of those groups to sneak in. And to me, that's what the goal of this season always was. It was to challenge and to experience a postseason race. Like, the Giants have not been in a spot, I think, where the last couple of years, entering September, you're like, all right, we got a shot at it. You've always been kind of floundering. And that, to me, was hopefully going to be the difference this year, is you get your young guys, along with some of your veteran players, the taste of it. And then going into the following years, you can try and put some together.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it's – I agree completely. And that's why, yes, you want to make the playoffs. You're going to try to make the playoffs. But this team's got to get into the race first. And look, did you hear my shout-out to Adamas today?
I did not.
Oh. I feel
do
like
it again. It's about time.
Do it again, yeah.
I mean
– It's worth hearing again. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, just that you got to tip your cap to him.
That was it?
Oh, you finally tip your cap after almost 8 weeks of him being awesome?
Well, he stunk this year for most of the season.
Right, but it's been eight weeks of him being really, really good.
Six, I mean, tops.
You saying that you have to tip your cap is equivalent of a shout-out to him?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And the reason is because...
I was waiting for him to say he's still hitting 231, but...
Even when I was down on him... And keep in mind, he and Devers are on my fantasy team, so I am tougher on them than the other Giant
right.
players.
This has been a big series for your
I
fantasy
know it
team,
has.
Then.
Yes, sir.
Big day.
but no, like, seriously, he is pretty impressive. He's an impressive dude.
Adamas.
Yes, because he is the kind of guy that if he goes 4-for-4 or 0-for-4, he's the same guy. He didn't hit for the first 2.5-3 months of the season. He was the same guy he is now that he's gotten hot. Clearly, he's a leader. A big-time leader, and now he's starting to hit. But what I like most about the fact that he's hitting now is the way he handled the first half of the season. I mean, he's a great teammate. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and you guys were talking earlier about maybe what Bob Melvin said behind closed doors and undressed the team. I would imagine maybe Adamas wasn't a part of that conversation, but Adamas felt the same way, and maybe he had a conversation with some of the players as well himself. I mean, he almost said as much after the game on Monday, perhaps before any of that even happened. So I'm with you. I mean, you want the dude to hit 300 for the whole year, but it is pretty impressive. When you are going through your biggest struggles in a new place, when you sign the largest contract in team history, yep, and still be that same guy day in and day out, that means something. That's important to have.
And it means a lot, too, that on Monday he comes out and, you know, talks to the team, as does Bob Melvin, because Monday was an embarrassment. The way they played, the sloppy nature of it, the way they gave up runs. And so, yeah, you come back, you bounce back, and the bats get hot, and Verlander today was good as well. So that's the way you have to respond if you're a good team.
Well, thank God we got Verlander a win. I mean,
right?
It's about time. He's... Like, seriously, you cannot send a Hall of Famer out on a zero-win season. In fact, that would have made me more angry at the Giants than anything else. That you get this guy. Like, in a way, I was starting to wonder if Posey was setting up Verlander because he got him in 2012. You know, he basically ruined the best potential moment of Verlander's career in 2012. No, Pablo Sandoval did. But then he brings him onto the Giants just to embarrass him in the final season. Like, that's not right. That's not very nice.
No, that's classic.
Take $15 million. We're going to embarrass you, Justin.
262 wins. Everyone will only remember 0-10.
He's not 0-10.
Not anymore.
No.
He was 0-8.
Yeah. Stop.
Well, he was on pace.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
17th start of the year, first win. Congrats, JV.
So what do you think they're going to do with the pitching? Like, how do they get around Birdsong?
Well, apparently they're going to staff it. Like, I thought that Seymour might have gotten the fifth spot, but he threw out of the bullpen the other night. So I think they're probably going to do what they've been doing, which is throwing Spencer Bivens to the wolves.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that guy's had to eat so many so many middle innings this year. What, he threw 28 and then 52 pitches on back-to-back days? I mean, in Little League, we would call that a crime. But
well, and back in the old days, we would call that par for the course.
We're not in the old days anymore, Steiny.
No, but I'm just saying. Well, you ever heard of Mike Marshall?
Oh, I got something for you. No, I haven't.
Well, I'm sure I know why, because it's history and you don't know baseball history.
Wow.
106 appearances out of the bullpen for the Dodgers. Mike Marshall.
I think Tyler Rogers is on pace.
106. Almost, yeah. No, he was on pace for 80. He's pitched in half the games. Marshall pitched in 2/3.
Did you hear about this? So this is old school.
Nice guru sniff right there. That was awesome.
Maybe you like this old school thing that happened. In New Jersey, apparently there was a state final for a 12 and under team offseason. A kid bat flips in the semifinal on a home run that wins his team the game to put him in the state championship. And you know what your old school baseball organizations did back in New Jersey? They suspended the kid for the state final.
Absolutely.
Because he bat flipped on a game-winning home run.
I would have plunked him too. Am I right, Steiny?
Yep.
Ask a 12-year-old to dot him.
Yes, exactly. Just don't ask Birdsong too.
I mean, what are we doing?
What do you mean?
You can't suspend a kid
if you don't teach kids when they're little, they'll never learn.
All they do is see Major League Baseball players throw bats 20 feet into the air.
I thought you said these were 12-year-olds.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because you said something about major leaguers do it.
And
these are 12-year-olds.
And you think you'd be a good professor?
I'd be a great one. I would be a great one.
And this is where people that come in your class would not be getting as advertised.
Yes, they would.
They think you'd be lenient, but you won't.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed.
Can you read that from that far away with those readers? Impressive.
I could do it without them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Nice, Steiny.
Yeah, you were locked in. And speaking of 12-year-olds, we've got West Menlo going for the Northern California title tomorrow. So they would go down to maybe represent the West if they can win one more tournament and be in the Little League World Series.
That's sweet.
What happened to Petaluma Little League? Are they out?
They're out. Oh. Yeah, they got knocked out. Petaluma National. And I was wrong about Torkelson. He actually played for the Little League that I played for, Petaluma Valley. Petaluma Valley.
Really?
Not Petaluma National, yeah. Spencer Torkelson was a Petaluma kid, and he was like the one guy on his Little League All-Star team who was really good, and then Petaluma National actually went all the way to Williamsport.
I was up anyway. Speaking of that, I was up in that neck of the woods. I went up to the Flamingo in Santa Rosa.
Okay.
They're still not done with 101 North.
It's a nightmare, Steiny. Oh,
yeah. It's unbelievable.
Boy, he's from Windsor.
Boy.
Yeah, you're talking right now to Grandy's
the Novato Narrows.
Yes.
They've been a nightmare for my whole life.
Now
it's like 580.
I will say this. It looks like they're going from two lanes to about 17 lanes.
Just give us the third lane now. So, we can get the rest of it later,
it
please.
It is so big. Like, it's almost like going to be five lanes up there at some
two
point.
Two to three.
Is it?
Yeah, just 2 to 3.
When's it supposed to be done?
Probably 2038. It's
supposed to be done a decade ago.
Right? Was it really?
No, I don't know. Feels like it.
Well, and the real crime is that when BART actually started, the North Bay said, nah, we're good. We don't want BART. And so we could have BART, honestly, if we were a real...
Thank you.
If we were a real area, there'd be BART all the way to Windsor. Shout out Windsor and even beyond. There'd be BART to Livermore. There's not. There'd be BART to San Jose.
San Jose
is...
Wrap around.
The whole, like, all four, like, corridors, you'd have BART.
Agreed.
And if you go to New York, I don't know if you guys have been to New York City, but you can get on that little subway and... Famously, I way back went to Coney Island, which if you ever go to Coney Island, that thing is way out there. And you get on the train, and it's about 37 stops, but the subway goes there. Mm. It would be akin to going to, I don't know, Stockton. It is that far out there.
Yeah.
And you get there and you get off the train. It's like, what the hell am I doing here?
So you're telling me I could take Bart to 49ers training camp?
Yes, absolutely.
If we actually had you could take Caltrain.
And I love Caltrain. Caltrain is awesome.
Put it this way. Have you ever been to London?
No.
Okay. All public transportation in any American city must answer to London. London's got the greatest public transportation of all time.
Even New York?
I think it's better than New York. And the reason I say that, Evan, is because they have two things. They have the trains that stay in London, obviously, but pretty big around London. And then you can go to stations where get on a train that'll take you to Liverpool, like other cities. We don't have that here.
New York has that. You go to New York and you go
to take a train to Boston.
Exactly. You can go to Piscataway
or Philadelphia.
You go into New York.
That's not the same.
Are you familiar with Grand Central Station in New York?
You're talking about
the bathroom here at Odyssey.
The Acela, starts in D.C., goes to Philly, New York. Sure. Right. That's not really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you're in New York City. And you're able to go to Cleveland.
You can take a train all the way down.
How far do you think?
I'm just telling you, you can take it. First of all, you can take a train from London to Paris.
I can take a train from Portland to L.A.
Yeah, Amtrak. I can go to Sacramento.
That's where
that train ride before. Yeah.
So is my daughter. That's where my daughter was proposed to.
On Amtrak.
Amtrak.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool. So awesome.
Yeah, that's...
Did they meet there?
In the bar
car? They met at Cal.
Oh.
But Teddy wanted to do it this way, and she told everybody they were going to do it, and it was special.
That's awesome.
I'd love it. Congrats for them. Amtrak proposal. That's pretty solid. Yeah. And they're married. Yeah.
They are married.
One for one.
Yep.
We'll see.
I meant Amtrak. I wasn't talking about...
Oh. you can't... You can't go one for one until death does them part.
Okay.
Wow. Yes.
Technically.
Jury's still out.
Exactly.
Is that what makes a marriage a win? Because, you know, you've been married and then you aren't, and I've been married and then I'm not. I'm remarried. But at what point does a marriage become a win? Because I put in a good solid 23 and 24 by the time I got through all the damn paperwork, but... Does that not constitute a win?
No, it's a win. It's a win because
is it a quality start?
Oh my God, yeah! And the reason is
Verlander.
I'm sorry,
Verlander.
You guys.
Because even out of a relationship that doesn't go perfectly, you may bear a child, and that child is a gift. Like once the child makes it, what'd you say? A success,
right? Yeah. Well, I mean. Depending on the child.
It's like Verlander and Roop the last 2 days. They got wins, but they were not quality starts.
Right.
They didn't go six innings.
No, but, I mean,
they got the win,
six
though.
Anymore, right?
Ugh.
And the quality start has gone the way of the dodo bird. Mm. And I think I asked either Buster Olney or Tim Kirkchen, that's a great question, about are they going to eventually move the win threshold to four innings? Because we talked about Verlander, and he...
Barely got through five today.
Well,
barely.
And Verlander...
A miracle, honestly.
I thought about this year, he is our last hope for 300 wins.
There's no hope left.
Well, now that he's... Oh,
37.
I mean...
T-minus 37 now.
Right.
He's 42.
But he's not 37.
Young 42.
My point was that we're not going to ever get a 300-game winner... Again, unless we move the threshold to four innings. Well, that's a great question.
The Boxer and Gerson work attorneys.
Hang in there.
Is that on the wall somewhere?
Injury attorneys text
exactly.
line. The Boxer and Gerson.
They're saying Tokyo.
Work injury
Tokyo's
attorney
got
text
the best
line.
Public transportation.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've never been there. So.
Well, we should go.
It's funny about Tokyo.
Yes.
If you want to do a YouTube dive on Tokyo and rush hour and the train.
Yeah.
They have people who are the train helpers who will push you in with a stick to make sure that they can get the maximum amount of people on the train. They literally have...
They heard you?
They heard you, but with like a... like one of those window cleaning squeegees, they will squeegee you in to the train. So yeah, the train goes everywhere, but good luck having your own personal space. You won't.
Man. Cattle.
Well, I mean, rush hour on BART's kind of similar.
It can be.
Not anymore.
Can be.
Not anymore. So
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to ask if you wanted to steer this train back on the track.
Well, no, I mean,
I'd
not
like
really.
To, and I'd like to come down your road because you pissed me off about four times today, Evan. I don't know, like, what happened to you this morning that got you in such a bad mood, but your whole thing about, like, oh, the Niners window, it's closed. And the fact that the Niners can't win the Super Bowl, you bummed me out, Evan. What's wrong with you?
You know, I thought I was more optimistic on the Niners than Steiner today, but apparently not.
No, Steiny said if they, man, make the playoffs, you got a shot. Well, and you said, well, I mean, even if they make the playoffs, they've got no chance. They've got no chance.
I don't look at them as a Super Bowl team.
Man.
Is that fair?
No, it's not fair. And
why?
It hurts me. It hurts me. What if they get the number one seed? If they go 13-4?
Yeah, I don't see that happening. And I could be wrong.
All right.
I'm willing to admit that I could be wrong. But do you think they're going to go 13-4 this year?
They're more likely to go 13-4 than they are 4-13.
Yeah, what about like 7-10?
Oh, they're more likely to go 10-7 than 7-10.
I agree with that.
They're more likely to go 12-5 than they are 7-10.
I disagree with that.
Okay. I mean,
that's a good one though.
I look at 12-5 and I think, you know, 11-6, I would go ahead and rubber stamp 11-6 right now. They will not win fewer than 11 games. This team.
Lock it up.
We could bet on that. I would take that bet, yeah.
What's the number's got to be 10.5.
It is 10.5.
Right?
Yep.
Got to be, yep. Yeah.
And for me, it's not a slam dunk over, but I look at the schedule, and we can play the schedule game all we want, and, you know, the schedule that you have right now is not the schedule that you eventually will have. You know what I mean? Like, the opponents that they're going to face based on last year, they had a 4-10 winning percentage. And the teams are actually going to either be better or worse than that. But I look at their opponents this year, and their schedule's a joke. It's a joke.
It is unbelievable.
So is your confidence in the Niners about the Niners or about who they play? Because those are two entirely different things.
It's both. And I look at a coach who has proven he can do it, and I look at a team that's got in their starting 22, you've got four Hall of Famers for sure, two other guys who are really good, and, you know, a bunch of other players who I believe in. And then you look at the schedule, and not only the opponents, but the stack. The way the schedule is stacked is mostly, I think, very good.
Yeah, but, I mean, to me, I guess I would rather bet on the team than the schedule. Like, there's no doubt that the schedule absolutely helps them. But you heard from the head coach yesterday, they're going to have to fill 6 to 8 starting spots. And to me, like, if you could find two or three guys that you're all right, we got some dudes. Like, that's a good rookie class. That's a good result. I'm not assuming that all six of those spots, or even eight, according to Shanahan, are going to be filled with guys that aren't potential problems. And I think that was a big reason that last year they fell off the track was, number one, they were injured, but they had no depth. And the players that stepped in to fill those roles were not very good, in which they still have a few of those on the roster. So, I mean, looking at, like, I think that I believe that they can make the playoffs. But again, my point was simply that every year, just because you're in the playoffs doesn't mean I look at you as a Super Bowl team. Like, how much faith did we have in the Minnesota Vikings last year to win the Super Bowl? And I think they were the 2 seed. No?
Right. I mean, more than Pittsburgh. And you guys threw out Pittsburgh as an example. And, you know, you look at Pittsburgh, it's like, yeah, you're in the playoffs, but kind of barely. And Minnesota, I thought, was a team that, you know, you might have action.
I actually thought Minnesota could have some action, too.
Oh, really? Okay, well.
But then I realized.
And then Darnold started seeing ghosts.
Then I realized it was Darnold and not Kirk Cousins.
Well, he was also 1-0.
Well, Darnold was great in the regular season, and then the playoffs came around, and he could not throw the ball away in time.
Yep. All right. Okay, so.
See you tomorrow, Steiny.
Yeah, you guys have a great time bringing it home.
Yeah.
And Giants off the schneid.
Uh-huh.
And keep it locked on 95.7 The Game. Mm-hmm.
We're not in the old days anymore, Steiny.